One of the topics that I'm constantly asked to redo is the topic on Risalat al-Dhahabiyya. This means the treaties of gold. Let me introduce the book first. Well, Mamun Rashid had requested Imam Ali Ridha al-Islam to advise him in the light of the knowledge of his forefathers, which is the Ahlul Bayt. In other words, through the pure sources of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what to eat and drink so as to support a healthy life and to get rid of diseases and infirmities. In response, Imam wrote him a long letter and he gave him the details of the rules for sound health, when and what to eat and drink. Mamun was so impressed with this treatise that he got the letter rewritten in gold liquid, and hence the treatise of the book is popularly known as Risalat al-Dhahabiyya, a letter as good and valuable as gold. And he gave the instructions to preserve it in the royal treasure. Let's look at the first hadith that Imam mentions in this letter. And this is from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, Allah does not afflict anybody with a single ailment for which a corresponding cure is not available. Therefore, for every kind of disease, there is a medicine and there is a cure. Imam began the letter by describing the human body. He said, human bodies are like a government. The soul is the ruling head. The brain, the nerves and the joints are agents. The heart is the seat of authority and the body is the territory. He says that the hands, the feet, the lips, the tongue, the eyes and the ears are the servants. The stomach and the intestines are the storehouse and the chest is the chamber of a doorkeeper. The hands carry out the orders, bringing things near or throwing them far away as directed. The feet move and transport the ruler whenever he wants to go. The eyes make him see and take notice, because the ruler is a recluse for whom everything is in darkness, unless the eyes throw light and clear the vision. The ears are like an ever-alert bodyguard. They bring to one's notice what is agreeable to his temperament or as ordered. So whenever he wants to listen, he beats the drums inside the ears through which he hears what he wants and gives answers in response. The tongue is the medium to express the intention. Its movement depends upon cooperation of many other agents like the breath, the stomach and the lips. The lips have their faculty because of the tongue and together are correlated to each other when making speech. Expression of the tongue and speech cannot be clear and smoothly available unless it echoes through the sinuses in the nose. The nose was designed to make spoken words or speech distinct and clear in a fashion similar to that created by a flute, that is either being regular or measured or balanced. The nostrils not only act as the flute, but also serve to use the sense of smell to inhale and exhale. Through the closure of the nostrils, the stink and stench disliked by him, I stopped by the hands, by his orders. There is so much only in this paragraph that we read that tells us so much about the human body. And I know when I read it, what strikes me most is the way Imam has put together all the different aspects, especially of speech. And it brings me to the subject of recitation of the Qur'an. It is so important to coordinate all the senses, to make sure that we use the proper methodologies to be able to recite, and the breath, the usage of the nose with the sounds of the ghunna, for example, the use of being able to hear, all these things put together make a good recitation. I mean, Imam's talked about a lot of things here. I've just picked on one aspect of it. It needs thinking, it needs pondering, and then we need to go over it. Now Imam introduced the letter to Mamun with this. And then Imam talked about the soul. So let's see what Imam here says about the soul. For the ruler of the body, that is the soul or the nafs, reward and punishment have been ordained. The punishment for the soul is more severe than the penalties the rulers of people on land will encounter. And also the rewards are more comforting and satisfying in quality and quantity. Then Imam explains what the punishment is. He says, the punishment of the soul is sorrow. Its recompense is happiness. The spleen is the root of sorrow. The kidneys and stomach membranes are the source of happiness. Two veins from these organs travel up to the face, and through this the effects of sorrow and happiness are clearly visible for all to see. All such veins are the means of communication between the ruler and his governing agents. when medicine enters the body, the agents carry it to the suffering center. It really makes me think when I read this and understand what the soul is, just by that much. An imam is connecting the various parts of the body to the expressions of sorrow and happiness that the soul feels. And the soul is this nafs, that which you and I call I. And it makes me want to investigate the functions of the spleen, the functions of the kidneys, and the functions of the stomach. Awesome. Next imam describes the stages of life. And he says that there are four stages of life. And by stages, he means the states of health, disposition, and mind that a human being passes through. He says the first stage begins at 15 and lasts until 25. He says this is the prime time of youth, of beauty, of goodness, of learning, of understanding, which is dominated by the power of a full blood flow. He said then you have the second stage from 25 to 35, when he says there's the influence of yellow bile, which provides for an age full of strength, power, and intellect. And he says that is a climax which will never come back. Then he says you have the third stage, which is 35 to 60. He says here it is the age of wisdom, of skills, of intellect, judgment, and management, foresight, and faithful commitment. And finally, he says the fourth stage begins in 60 and lasts until death. And says here now one begins to grow old and weak. Sleep takes over when it's time to be awake, and sleeplessness takes over when it's time to rest and relax. There is a loss of memory, there's fickle-mindedness, there's a little bit of hair loss. And he said this happens because phlegm in the body is in command. We'll continue with this tomorrow when Imam starts off by looking at nutrition.